Life Audio. Hello, thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and I'm inviting you to check out one of my recently published devotional books, Finding Hope in Crisis, Devotions for Calm in Chaos. 90 meditations provide brief biblical encouragements when your mind is on overload. You may want to buy it as a gift for someone who's in crisis and needs a gentle reminder of God's presence and promises. It's available on my website, gracefox.com, and wherever Christian books are sold. And now, after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Matthew 28:10.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Matthew 28:10. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. They will see me there." Have you ever messed up so badly that you wondered whether God could ever forgive you, love you, and use you in a role to help build his kingdom on earth? If so, my friend, you are not alone. Jesus' disciples may have felt the same way at the time of his death. You see, they messed up badly in the hours leading to his arrest and crucifixion. For example, Luke 22:24 tells us that during the Last Supper, they bickered about who was the greatest in God's kingdom. Like, seriously? What were they thinking? A few hours before his arrest, Jesus went to pray in the Garden of Gethsemane, and his disciples followed. He told them to watch and pray while he went a short distance away to pray alone. When he returned, he found them sound asleep. He caught them snoozing not just once, but 3 times. And that after telling them that he was feeling sorrowful even to the point of death. One might think they'd at least have helped each other stay awake for Jesus' sake, but no. Really? Later that night, Peter denied any association with Jesus 3 times. He disowned his beloved teacher to save himself. Scripture says that when he realized what he had done, he ran away and wept bitterly. Perhaps these men felt like they'd gone too far. They'd crossed a line by letting Jesus down when he needed them most, and now their beloved teacher was gone and they could never make things right with him. Imagine their thoughts when they saw Jesus alive and well. They may have wondered at first whether he was going to express his disappointment in them, or maybe, just maybe, he would punish them to fit the crime. But Jesus didn't do that. He saw beyond their shortcomings, and he called them his brothers. Jesus spoke the words in today's verse to Mary Magdalene and another Mary walking along a dusty road after he rose from the tomb. And these words are significant considering how the events of the last 3 days had verified his claims to be God. Imagine the risen, exalted Christ, whose death and resurrection fulfilled multiple Old Testament prophecies and established him as the promised Messiah, this Christ referred to his disciples using a term of endearment that denotes a closeness in relationship. In John 15, prior to his death, Jesus called his disciples friends. But here he says brothers, indicating a deeper relationship, a deeper connection. Using this word showed that he didn't hold their recent shortcomings against them. They'd let him down, to be sure, but he loved them just the same. If someone behaved in these ways toward us, our human thinking would probably say, forget them. I'm going to go find true friends, friends who are loyal and trustworthy. But Jesus thought otherwise. Rather than rejecting these men, he forgave them and pursued a close relationship with them. Jesus, God incarnate, loved broken, messy people, and he did so very well. Hebrews 8:12 says, "For I will be merciful toward their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more." This is who Jesus is, the merciful Savior who doesn't hold our sins and shortcomings against us. We will disappoint him, and we will let him down, but he will never stop loving us. Of this, we can be absolutely sure. May I pray for you? Father, we confess that we are prone to fall and to sin, and we don't deserve the second and third and more chances you give us. But thank you for being merciful toward us and remembering our sins no more. Help us walk in a way that would make you pleased to call us your brothers and sisters. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
God kept calling my heart, like I just knew he was my safe place.
I hope people don't walk away going, wow, you're really awesome, more than like, wow, Jesus is really interesting, and he's really awesome.
Everybody on this planet is dealing with some sort of what if.
How does that one courageous decision affect the whole world?
A ship in harbor is safe, but that's not what ships are built for.
If you were encouraged by what you just heard, please search Trevor Talks on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com.